This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon. This is the Employee Assembly meeting for Wednesday, August 19th, 2009. Jason Seymour, Chair. Calling this meeting to order at 12:19 p.m. And we had a location change. We're in B16 Day Hall. I'd like to call for any late additions to the agenda. We've had one. We're going to discuss the President's Address under new business. Is there any other late additions to the agenda?
Are we going to discuss the Middle States Commission for Higher Education accreditation?
We can. Does that fit under any specific committee? Okay, we'll add that to new business. Are you the contact on that?
I'm really not even sure what this is.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to discuss it.
Okay, we'll cover it under new business. Okay, we have a new little personal addition to our meetings, and that's the What's New With You in 15 seconds or less. And we'll do that right after the roll.
Except for Gary, he gets longer.
No.
Well,
no.
We're going to start with roll call. David Brooks.
Here.
Hemba Dongto. Tanya Grove.
Here.
Linda Krolhal.
Here.
Leon Lawrence.
Present.
Alan Mittman. Gemma Osborne.
Here.
Celie Phillips. Jason Seymour. Present. Gary Stewart.
Here.
And I will update the roll call if we have late regulars that walk in. We have 3 vacancies. They are all contract non-exempt. Okay, so I will go around the room. Being a foster parent, but I get a week and a half break, so maybe some of my sanity will come back. So, David.
It's been an insane couple of weeks. All the 10-month appointment staff are starting to come back. Visiting critics are starting to come
that have that feeling?
It goes back to when I was a kid, loved the first day of school. When my kids were young, I loved the first day of school. This is like the first day of school. And when I worked in housing, it was a big deal too, but I still love it because we get to do stuff. watch them. I just can't express my enthusiasm for opening day.
Duly noted. Sorry?
I just went to a lovely wedding in Colorado and spent some time exploring out there. Beautiful.
And our visitor?
Hi, I'm Leslie Morris, and I'm interested in one of the open assembly seats. And I'm the manager of marketing and public relations at the Schwartz Center. And I work with Tanya. And Pat, I think we're neighbors at the lake, so we have to talk.
Okay.
And so we should say hi.
Yeah.
And also I have 40 children and parents coming to my daughter's fifth birthday party on Saturday, so that are not waiting.
At your house?
At my house.
Oh, my goodness. And Celia is just joining us. We're doing a new thing on each meeting. It's called What's New With You in 15 Seconds or Less. And just a quick, you know, what's going on in your life, just personal touch to the meeting. So go ahead.
Let's see. I just started back to work on Monday, and feels great. And my 17-year-old just got his driver's license.
Is that good or bad?
It actually is bad in terms of insurance, but it's wonderful in terms of convenience. And he's a really good driver, so I actually like that he has his license. Picks me up from work, picks me, you know, places. So he's a taxi now. Remember how I used to be a parent's taxi? Well, Marcus is now the taxi. I'm all for it.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to a report from our employee elected trustee. Beth?
I have nothing to report. The trustees have not met for a while. There's a committee meeting coming up in September that I'll be able to report on. I'll be attending the executive committee meeting as well as the buildings and properties committee meeting.
Great. Thank you. Report from the chair. I don't have any organized report except I pledge to get more organized now that we are back in our regular first and third Wednesdays of the month schedule of meetings. We had our retreat, which I think went really well. We had several presentations. We really reviewed our goals. We got a lot of goals set for the new year. Tanya has helped me has volunteered to help me get those written up. So we'll get those written up and out to you sometime soon. At our next meeting, I hope to have all of the interested EA employees that were interested in filling our three vacant seats to be able to present a short few minutes about themselves and why they'd want to be on the EA. And depending if anyone drops out or not, we may have a contest. And so we will have to determine which of the three we will appoint to those seats. So looking forward to that at our next meeting. I have one clarification of appointments, and that is for the personnel policy. I totally missed this. This is my bad. Linda had volunteered for that policy, or personnel policy, so I'm changing my appointment to have her co-chair that policy with Pemba, who had volunteered to, at the last minute, take on that policy at the retreat when I thought it was a committee that no one had stepped up for. And I apologize to Linda for missing that in one of our last meetings where it was noted that she was interested. But the personnel policy has not been fully active in a long time, so I think it needs as much help as it can be to get back up and running. So chairs or no chairs, or if everyone's a chair, I'm just, as long as you have the energy to do the work in the committee, I will be very pleased with that. So, and I think that's all I have for my report. If we could take a minute or so to review the minutes for the June 17th, 2009 meeting, and I will entertain a motion to make any corrections or approve the minutes. So if we just take a minute to review those. Gemma, I don't know if you know this or not, but this was historically the Geneva position of throwing out the motion to approve the minutes. Don't know if that's a duty you want to take on or not, but just throwing it out there.
I will the next time because I don't have a copy with me.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
A second?
Second.
David beat you, Leon.
Oh, okay.
Motion from Tanya and a second by David to approve the minutes. Any objections? Okay. We will. All in favor of improving the minutes? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstained? Okay. Our June 17, 2009 assembly meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to a committee report. The executive committee, we've met a couple times throughout the summer, trying to keep some of the odds and ends of the assembly together during our break. We helped coordinate the retreat and some other miscellaneous things that have come up. And at this point, I would like to turn it over to Gary, who's interfaced with some University of North Carolina employees with their employee forum. And we'll let Gary speak on that.
Did everyone get a copy of that thing I sent around? Does anyone want a copy of it?
Can I get a paper copy?
Yeah. So real quick, Tanya and I talked to these folks Friday. Very helpful at many levels. It's obviously, it's a different animal down there. It's a state school. Their employee forum has 60 folks on it. So every unit and building is represented on there. On their forum. It's very interesting. I thought we're at the beginning of the Bain process when the employee forum wasn't getting what they wanted. Because it's a state university, they foiled the Freedom of Information Law. They foiled the administration. Said, we want to get this information. That woke up the chancellor, and after that, things have been pretty smooth down there. I think that the main thing is that they've been able to provide forums where employees can stay updated on Bain. It sounded like they were very lucky in terms of having pretty ready access to listservs. I know sometimes we poo-poo listservs around here and use the collective phrase, nobody reads them, but I don't see any downside to getting as much information in as many ways as you can. And just really suggested the importance of many strategies to put out stuff to employees, including as many in-person meetings as possible. They stand ready to help us any way they can, and like I said, they were very helpful. One of the things they stress over and over again is bring people into the process. So, for instance, I ran into David Harris yesterday, and he's the project manager for Reimagining Cornell, and I think we should invite him to visit with us when Bain is here on September 2nd. That's when they're coming, right?
The first time that Bain visits?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be good to have David here because he was very, very interesting. What I said, Bain talked to employee assembly and because he helped set that up. And he said, okay, what was the upshot? What are people thinking about? What are they interested in? And so he really wants to hear from this group and he is a project manager and I think that it'd be great to have him at the table.
Do you want to take on coordinating his invite or do we want to ask Amy to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got into this before as far as protocol. I'll go whatever the group wants to do. So if it should be the assembly's office, great. If they would like me to do it, great. I don't want to screw anything up.
If we have a special need, we go out and do it urgently. But I think having Amy coordinate with his admin assistants on schedules and times and
super.
If that's okay.
Yep.
Amy.
Yep.
Okay.
Tanya, you got anything?
I just really enjoyed talking with the people from UNC and was really impressed with their employee forum, so I would encourage you guys to take a look at their website. They had a lot of really great information on there, and I think that they can give us some great ideas, just things that they talked about. They had someone record it so that it could be on their website. But I'm wondering if they want to find out. And just as a newsletter, encourage you to look at that as well. But it gave me a lot of pause to think about how can we kind of share more information in a more efficient way, and they had a lot of good ideas about that.
It was funny, they said, we're going to have this employee forum. And it was a snow day. It said snow day. And so I said, what happened? There's snow 2 inches down there? She said, just about 2 inches.
Careful, Gary. They may be downloading our audio minutes later on.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. That's
right. Peggy, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, when you invite, when Bain is here and you invite David Harris, Mary Opperman appreciates being aware of guests like that, and may wish to attend too. And if Amy
she is already attending.
She is already attending, okay. I just want to make sure we close that loop. I guess now would be a good time to mention that the forum scheduled for this Friday is now postponed. I think everybody finally did really click into the fact that it was a very busy day on campus and may not be the best day. So it is being rescheduled for Friday, September 4th, which is 2 days after that next meeting, and it will be in G10 Biotech. And we're in the process of posting information wherever possible to inform people about that. So
President's Forum.
President's Forum on Reimagining Cornell. Actually, the provost should be there too. I'm pretty sure he will be. And, you know, this is an opportunity to hear an update from the president and the provost. Bain will be there, but more in the background.
I got a question. Was there already some publicity of the original address? Because an employee approached me today and asked me about that, and I was like, well, I didn't know.
We had it in the last paw print, and we were actually just gearing up for this week to push when on Monday we were told to stop because it might get postponed.
Okay.
So the push, really, it's been out there. It's been on the calendar. We've had it up on CU Info. We did have it as a pick in the paw print pick, which was on page 4 of paw print. But in terms of kind of the blast with paw print flash and other homepage and whatnot, was to have happened this week, and we stopped doing that. Those will be recorded, by the way. Just to your comment.
Yeah, I was just thinking G10 Biotech is pretty good, not that long.
Right, it holds about 300.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It is the Friday before Labor Day, so yeah. I don't know if that's going to affect the 10.
12 to 1.
And this is the first of two forums for staff. And the second one is the date?
October 2nd.
Okay.
First or second. I can't remember.
Amy?
We'll get to the whole list.
Okay. I have it upstairs.
There'll be student forums, there'll be a faculty forum or two.
Did they have a location picked for that yet?
No.
Okay.
Thursday the first one.
Okay.
It is the first.
Okay.
Because the student one is Holland Dam.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay.
Just a comment to your write up about Bain. And the fact that the faculty weren't very interested.
Yeah.
And I think I think a lot of employees here don't realize that the Bain piece of reimagining Cornell has more to do with the administration than the faculty, and that the reimagining piece that the provost has is more of a bigger picture thing, and Bain is an administrative piece to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, you know, just agreeing that there's probably a lot of involvement that the EA can have that we should be taking advantage of and not wasting this opportunity. Yeah.
And lead on. You need to be leading.
Yes. Yeah. The second thing that I want to just throw out to the EA and mostly to David regarding communications is, and I'll talk with you offline about this, but we are contracting with a web than our company, and if we group together as facilitators, we might be able to save some money on that contract. So I can talk to you about that later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do any of the other officers have anything to report under the executive committee?
I just have a question for you. When you say we are contracts, who is we?
Well, I've taken the lead on it.
Okay.
Working with a company that's working with Cornell, and Cornell is so big that this account ref I'm working with could have 25 departments and be making a contract with all of them.
Are you doing this in the capacity of your job?
The wellness program.
Yeah, the wellness program.
We should check into that, because if they have contracts with several places, we might be able to negotiate a lesser amount.
Yeah.
Isn't there also a contract with WebEx I've heard discussed?
Yeah, we should talk with Chuck Jessup over at CIT mm-hmm. to see mm-hmm. about the contract. Yeah, Chuck Jessup is the one who manages the contracts. Or Tom Emery, I'm not sure who would manage that exactly.
Yeah, and what I found, just information for everyone here, is that all the different units at Cornell are doing their own research now. I've already talked to other departments who might come in on my contract, just because they're looking at WebEx and they're looking at Global Premier Global, which is what I'm looking at, and it's the same but different. You know, it's the same technology with a different mm-hmm. Platform, different name, different customer service.
So. Yeah. I think the purchasing component of all this is the nut of everything. And I just say, you know, from my job, that I hope as this rolls out and we do our own research, that we don't forget the impact that purchasing has on the local economy. So if that comes into play as well.
All right, so we'll move on to Staff Recognition and Awards Committee. Tanya as chair.
I've got nothing.
we'll get you in touch with some of the past chairs and any notes that they can pass on for you. Move on to the Communication Committee. Chair David.
Well, I have some news, actually. Beth's found me my first member, Carrie Howell. And probably within the next week or two, I'll schedule our first meeting. Once everyone's back here on campus, maybe I'll just make it like an open meeting to try to enlist members.
Tell Carrie, whomever, that she needs to go to the EA page and fill out go under committees, select communications, and then fill out the ticket so that we can get her appointed.
Okay, I can do that. and also, I wanted to mention, in the Bain email, I thought it was just really, it sounds like UNC had an amazing communication with their staff, especially the electronic newsletter and the listserv and the streaming video. I mean, that's where we want to be, I think. So I think we can really use them as a great example as to where our goals should lie as far as accomplishing communication with the staff. I'll definitely be discussing that.
To piggyback on that a little bit, we also should probably do a similar outreach, which kind of got jump-started with the Bain and UNC for a different reason, but kind of also lent our eyes to, whoa, how do you guys operate? I mean, I've been to their website. We talked about it at the retreat. They've got a lot up there. Would be interested to know, talking to them and ask them some statistics, like, do you know how often employees engage in your website? How often do they visit? Do they do these things? The other thing is we should check at the employee assembly or whatever it's called at the University of Iowa, where President Scorton came from, and do some of that similar outreach. I'm partially interested in doing some of that outreach, but I would need a volunteer or somebody else to help me with that.
Yeah, and previous correspondence that you received, I volunteered for that job.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So moved. Okay, good. Okay. All right, finance, Alan is not present, but I believe he emailed me and doesn't have anything to report for our finances. Moving on to the emergency grant / care fund, Chair is Gemma.
Hi there. I'm waiting for Pat Mahoney to hand over her folder. Then I can brief myself and put my committee together. So I basically don't have anything to report.
Okay. Good. Personnel policy, as I said earlier with my report from the chair, our co-chairs are now Pemba and Linda. I can't imagine you. Oh, and Pemba just arrived.
How are you doing?
So Pemba, to update you, a mistake on my part, Linda had expressed interest. Pemba. A mistake on my part, Linda had previously expressed interest in the Personnel Policy Committee, so I asked her to co-chair that committee with you, the Personnel Policy Committee. Linda had expressed interest in that committee, and I forgot about that in my notes for when we talked at the retreat. So she's going to co-chair that committee with you. Okay? Unless you can... Well, the Personnel Committee has not met in a long time, so the two of you could get together and review where you want the committee to go and what policies should start to take a look at. Okay? So, I would assume there is no report there.
No report.
Except that we have our co-chairs in place. Okay, IOC Chair, Tanya?
I just met with Ari today to learn the new ticket system. The old tickets are new to me. So I will start to go through that and be able to update committee chairs soon on what seats are filled on your committee and how many more you need to fill, basically for people who have been on the committee in the past who may want to be reappointed. So we'll get that moving. And we've got the staff appointment to the Child Care Services Committee, which I was reading through, and Amy, you sent out, so maybe you can help this. Just in reading back, it talks about this being the UA appointment.
Employee representative.
Did somebody's term expire?
Yes.
Yours?
No.
Oh.
Whose was it?
It was bargaining unit representative, Terry Evans, which is probably fine because he's in the 10 meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to appoint Casey Rose, which I don't know who Casey Rose is.
She's another bargaining unit employee that's been coming to meetings for the last year, despite the fact that she hasn't been a member.
Some dedication.
Yeah.
She's hung in there waiting to be appointed by the EA.
So.
Does anybody have any comment on that?
I have a comment, not on that, but sort of related. The Family Services Committee is the Child Care Committee, is a subcommittee of the Family Services Committee, which is a committee of the UA. The Family Services Committee, I'm now the chair of that. And in looking at the appointments, I just want to ask the IOC if we need an EA appointment, and I'm wondering if Bill Liddick, who wants to serve on that, can be the EA appointed person. Right now, he's under a different line. He's under a presidential appointment, but it really doesn't matter. He's an active member, mm-hmm. and that way we can give mm-hmm. someone else a presidential appointment, or I think we have enough. But we need someone as an EA appointed person.
Okay. So
it's just a matter of filling out a ticket.
Okay, so he's got a ticket, but then what happens to Casey Rose? She's appointed not
so
the EA.
So she is also an EA appointment to the Child Care Subcommittee.
Okay. And he's going to be appointed
to the Family Services Committee. If you get confused, just email me.
Okay. It sounds good, so we'll go ahead with those two appointments. We'll get the administrative work for that. Amy, did you bring, I'm sorry for not being completely briefed on this, but was there another appointment request that we had that you said you submitted and said that the EA was the last to respond?
That's the Middle State accreditation presentation.
They asking for a is that a committee they're asking for representative, or they want to present to us?
They want to present to you.
Okay. Do they have any proposed dates?
They're waiting for you to give them a good date to show up.
Okay. I got that under new business. I didn't know if that was a committee appointment, so we'll come back to that. Okay. Are there any other appointments, Tanya, that...
It's the only one I have.
Gary, was there a sustainability or climate action committee that you...
I didn't know if they ever asked us for an appointment or not, but there was a...
I'm going to add to the update on Cornell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, okay, we'll wait on that then. Okay.
Okay.
Was there anything else, Tanya?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on to university benefits, rather than continuing to say still on hiatus, I actually started making some phone calls today to see where that was at, and everybody that I called was in meetings for the whole day, including Mary Opperman, who might be able to explain it. Her office said that I should talk to Paul Bursick, and he was in those same meetings all day and won't be out until later today. So I'm going to touch base with Paul Bursick and ask him, where is the University Benefits Committee? Is there any sign that you're going to come back together, and or, you know, when that happens, to just notify me and we will get somebody appointed. Until then we might be permanently putting it on hiatus on our list because it's a shared committee with the Faculty Senate, and if it's not operating, then, I mean, there's no need to appoint somebody to a committee that's not currently in operation. Okay. Employee Education Committee, Chair Seeley.
Well, I don't have a committee yet, so would like to know who served on it before, so I guess we need to participate. I started doing a little bit of homework, you know, downloaded some explanation about the various types of benefits. It's actually an auspicious time to reinvigorate it because there's a tax clause, as you know, for tuition if you're in an accredited program. That's going to be expiring next year. So this would be a good time for us. And I don't know where that stands. I mean, I have to just say that's what I read. And I put a call into Mike Rule, who's sort of in charge of that, through HR, and so I'm going to hear back. And that's where I'm at.
Great.
So I have some input.
Yeah. I just have a question for Amy, actually. Are all the committees of the EA listed on that website with all the PAC members? Or
I didn't think you looked there.
Are they all there?
So
it might just already be there.
Okay.
Yeah, and as the chair of that committee, Celia, we should touch base. We did have three or four people that were really motivated to be on that committee, and I would think they would still want to continue to be on it, and I'm interested in that committee too, so
Wonderful. We'll
share the notes. And you've actually done what the committee was going to do next, was to download everything that the university publishes on education benefits
okay. And
start reviewing everything from the policy to their statements and see,
okay. And
then to start meeting with Director of Benefits and the people, what was her name?
Maureen.
Yeah.
So when I hear back from her, I'll just tell her we'll wait until, you know, just explain that we're interested and just to give our heads up and that's it.
Okay.
Stop there and you and I will meet and move with this. But
sounds
I appreciate
good.
That.
You're so off to a great start.
I just found out last week.
Okay. And finally, the ad hoc charter review, Chair Leon.
I've not met yet, but I do plan to gather people that are interested, and if anybody's interested, let me know so we can get that underway ASAP.
Okay.
I'd like to set up a meeting actually next week if people are available.
I'm partly interested in participating in that committee.
What's the goal going in?
There's a membership section of the charter that was not...
Okay.
So it shouldn't take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
The membership piece.
And I'd like to suggest maybe, you know, talking to Gary about what we observe from looking at UNC and Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
How did they make up their assembly? That could be useful information because that's going to be one of the first questions. Like, well, if we're going to change the makeup, how are we going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at some examples of other places might help us.
A year or so ago, Hazel Hall was on the committee, and she did a lot of research.
Okay.
Do you have that already, Leon?
I don't have it. Yeah, I'll get it from you.
Okay. Can you send that to me too, Amy, if you have...
It's paper copies.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I can borrow it, though.
Can you carry it over and I'll just make some copies of it?
All right. Moving on to an update on the Cornell Climate Action Plan. Gary.
So I've been lucky enough to work with staff and faculty on the Climate Action Plan, and it's a significant project. A lot of it is is exploration, a lot of it's hope, and it's not definitive. It's not like, here's our plan and here's what we're going to do, because there's some pretty intense components ranging from deep hot rock to maybe try and wind again, which didn't go well last time Cornell tried it a few years ago, to various sustainable things. One thing, so these folks are coming by on September 16th. The Climate Action Plan is being rolled out on September 15th formally. The trustees will hopefully sign off on that plan on the 10th of September. I guess you guys will be down in New York, right? One thing they're seeking from all the assemblies in the Faculty Senate is support for a concurrent resolution. And I'm hoping that, you know, the way we operate this year is that when we're thinking about resolutions, and that we have some time on the front end, and that no one's getting a resolution on that day and saying, here, let's vote on this. It's probably not the best operating policy, because then people just don't have enough time to absorb things, and I think the resolution needs to be taken seriously. So I would ask that you don't distribute this around to a lot of folks. It's a draft. So basically, this is what's going to be going to the assembly, various assemblies, and the faculty senate. It's fairly generic. It supports the concept of such a plan for various reasons related to taking greenhouse gases, to how we operate at the university and our own carbon footprint. You'll see about two-thirds of the way down there, it references the fact that, so it's like half 10th, notes that on September 10th that BMP adopted this thing, which we really, really want to happen, and then goes on to talk about climate neutrality by 2050, a portfolio of proposed actions, and other things. So I just leave this with you today. I'll get you folks copies of what's in the plan, like a kind of a Joe Sixpack copy of what's in the plan. I mean, the thing itself is like 400 pages long, but just so you can get an understanding of it. And then on the 16th, some folks from Sustainability will come in and brief us on the Climate Action Plan, and I hope at that time we can be in a position to offer our support in the form of this resolution. We'll be the first assembly or the Senate to look at this, and I think it's fantastic that the big role is going to be on the 15th, and they'll be with us on the 16th.
So they are already set to come to our September 16th meeting?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
So this really doesn't... It doesn't have the specifics in here. It's just a letter of support that we head in this direction because this is what we feel is the right thing to do.
Right, with the goal of achieving climate neutrality by 2050.
Mm-hmm.
And if the specifics got in here, and there's stuff on how we travel by air, and I'll get you guys the specs on that, but this just has to be pretty clean and
yeah.
To the... More philosophical than nuts and bolts.
Yeah, because you know it's coming out in all different areas. For example, the cost savings and efficiencies committee that I was on also had a few ideas from the suggestion box that employees that committee looked at with the 800,000 suggestions.
Yeah.
And they had things like wind and some very appropriate suggestions that would fit under here.
Right.
And so we sent those messages out to the appropriate departments, and then they went nowhere.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is good because it will actually go somewhere, and when the topic of wind comes up, then it will be something that people take more seriously because the trustees might have seen something, the president might have seen something, and then the facilities people can say, yes, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Instead of, we tried it, it didn't work.
We're wrapping up a 16-page brochure on the Climate Action Plan, and it'll be a good primer for our group.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's good.
Who's coming on the 16th?
Dan Roth, you know Dan? And probably the Burke Land or Steve Byers from Environmental Health and Safety.
Did we say how much time we were going to give them? Or what do you think they need?
I was saying 20.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we do our homework on the front end and we look at this carefully and we read any background we can, just come in.
Okay.
Well, the president and Mary are coming that day, too. So
we just
want to
plan the timing. Yeah. Then we have to be rescheduled then.
Should we have a longer 16. Meeting?
Yeah, I mean,
we'll talk about that in a second.
We want to get them. We really should. I think it would be good for the employee assembly to have these guys in on the 16th.
Sorry.
I think it really shows some leadership on our part.
Mary is coming on September 2nd, right?
Right.
And Mary and the president are coming on the 16th.
Right.
Okay. Does anybody have any other questions for Gary? Okay, moving on, is there any old business that we haven't covered in a committee report? Or okay. Moving on to new business. So the Higher Ed Commission, or what's the full title?
Middle States,
okay, wants to present to us. And it may have been recommended that they come to our September 16th meeting, which I think would be is extremely overbooked.
Yeah.
So we may need to move them. October 7th. Okay, we'll try to move them to the 7th. So it looks like on our September 2nd meeting, Bain and Harris and Mary Opperman, September 16th will be the president and Mary and the climate action. Yeah, okay, so the president and the climate action presentation. And then the 7th, Middle States. We've also talked about having the provost present to us. Would we like to try to do that on the 7th as well, or should we ask for October 21st?
October 21st.
Give him the time for the
whole.
Okay.
And all that.
Amy, could you arrange to put in a request to see if the provost can attend on our October 21st meeting?
Sure.
Okay.
Jason, can we go back to the 16th? Can we just put climate action plan and consideration of resolution?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Would you want the resolution to be voted on at that meeting?
I hope so.
Okay, so you will have a prepared resolution with it all, everything filled in.
Yep.
Okay. So we would vote on that after we read the documentation, we've heard that had their presentation, and then we could vote.
Any questions?
Okay. Yep, that sounds good.
Do we have maybe a second choice date if the provost panel is not available at that day and time?
I would say just go on any of our existing meetings.
Yes.
Yep. Whatever can fit his schedule. And then we will come back and talk at maybe an executive meeting and plopping in all the other high-level executives that we've talked about that we'd want to come attend, and we get them scheduled. Just off the top of my head, I think we talked about finance. We've talked about, I don't remember. I'll have to go back in my notes, but we should get them scheduled. Okay. President's address? Location, was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Beth and Amy and I are going to meet and start working on that for the 12th. And Amy pulled the question out. Right now, we can get Statler. It's $600.
We can get it? Okay.
We can get Statler. $600 is possibly, it could be waived down to $300. The thing that I threw out that I wanted to bring the group is I can offer the Schwartz Center the Kidlinger for free.
Hey,
hearing no objection to that.
I know it's not conveniently located as Statler, but is the Schwartz Center in
If we were to use the $600 that we save for food, because that will attract people,
mm-hmm.
is there a place to serve pizza out in the lobby?
Yeah, we have a lobby, and we've offered them food out there. And I think we've got a retreat that we get out to do after.
Yeah,
which is perfect because we don't want food in the theater. So that works perfect.
I'm worried about somebody working at Purcell or someplace and just saying, first of all, where am I going?
Mm-hmm.
And then, secondly, it almost seems to them like off campus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In that we lose folks badly.
I think that people do go down to College Towns, the college bagels and whatever, to eat and whatever, and I think they pass by that area, and I think they know it. If the publicity is done well in advance, I don't see where there should be any problem.
Yeah,
you can hop on a bus, too.
I think the East Coast shuttle does go down that route.
Right. Yeah, some of the buses go past. They stop right in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the other question could be if we are concerned about that type of thing, that we can investigate, you know, what, I mean, I've looked at renting kind of the bus for transportation. They cost you $25 to have a bus pick up all the other side of campus and just bring it down and bring it back. That may be something.
Just explore all the options available and include that in our publicity to staff to get them out there.
Tempo, what do you think?
Well, actually, first of all, I didn't get the idea of what is it for the meeting or what?
The president's address.
The president's address to the staff and essentially just a venue for him. And right now we're looking at the Statler, which is fairly centrally located on campus.
Right.
Versus the Schwartz Center, which is in College Town. So Gary's concern is people who are way on the other end of campus. Going to have a harder time.
Yeah.
So,
what about
the
nearly?
It's quite popular in College Town.
I don't think it's a capacity issue.
Can we have a conversation?
Oh, sorry.
Please.
Oh, no.
Please, yes. Philip, thank you.
Most of the College Town bagel, you know, it's such a good place for the students and friends. I think it's a good place. And, but I'm not sure what this should work.
Well,
but the chances of someone who works in Trillium to be able to leave at noon are slim to none.
It's fall break.
Okay.
It's fall break on that day, that Monday.
Oh, no,
so
excuse me.
So we don't have students, and actually most of the dining staff are not scheduled to work those days anyway.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I just wanted to say, I don't know how many of you got the invitation, but Cornell Catering just had a big thing down there, and it was packed. I mean, people that usually order through Cornell Catering, they're regular customers, they had like a sample of their menu for this coming academic year, and not only was food in the lobby, but actually food was also on the stage itself. It was packed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see why people won't attend the president's address. Down there.
I just want to be sensitive to the folks in the trades, folks in custodial services. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know,
we have given them those chances for other spaces, so people that are located in different parts of the campus. I mean, I don't think it always has to be in the same place. Why not move it around and get different, you know what I mean?
You're always going to get people who work closest to that location coming in a larger proportion.
Right.
If you have it at the Met College,
the same thing will happen.
Yeah, the people who want to come will find a way to get there, and the people who are close by, if it's really easy, you'll get more of them.
Peggy, what do you think?
You know, we held it at the Met School and that end of campus.
All right.
At different times.
Okay.
And we held it in that campus and we moved it around.
Actually,
so I don't, you know.
Schwartz it is, Leanne.
All right. As I go over the East Coast Plaza for a meeting, I'm out.
Bye.
I think that's a good point.
You know, just to introduce them, but also to be interesting in the way that they can use public transit to get places. I mean, that's
everybody can use their.
That's right. If they can use their car, I mean, it has benefits. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are going to be problems, but I think the other benefits is the transit.
Cool.
And
I think Tempo, you said Bailey, and I think, is that a possibility too? I know that Bailey charges for space, but I don't know if they would charge. I mean, we typically charge for our space. We wouldn't charge the private person.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's like a $4,000 or $4,000
seating. It's $1,350, but
It's very central to everything. That's why I thought, you know, I think that was a really good suggestion because I didn't want it to go on.
Do you have staff or a tech to provide all the sound support that we would need in there? Okay.
Yeah.
we have, we've got the podium, we've got the microphone, we've got lighting.
Yeah. It's kind of already built in because it's a theater.
Yeah, it's what we do. So,
can we have a play going?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Can we ask? We can ask the president to do a skit.
he can play his saxophone.
Yeah.
Hey, that would be a cool thing to invite him to do.
Mm. He could do a little, you know, pre-talking.
He could do the pre-show music.
Yeah, that would be the show.
How many people typically attend a little bit?
If you serve food, we've got, and it's like a year long. They may have already seen them at something else and decide not to go to this particular event. So, I think the more opportunities that are provided, the better. So, I think if that works, why not?
There's also Barton. Is Barton the enormous?
Barton.
Oh, that's massively expensive.
It's
sounds great. It's huge, yeah.
I bet for a lot of people it'll be the first time they're in Schwartz, so that'd be nice.
Maybe for me,
so
give them out.
You gotta get out more, dude. All right.
Whether it's explaining the employee.
The what is it? You tell me the new. Well, Linda can tell us the new employee discount that's coming out.
Yeah. Well, it's SUNY Perks is what we're piggybacking on, and then we're going to do some local discount programs.
Well, in one of those, we're doing discounts on tickets. So. And we have wooden nickels we can give out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hearing no objection, Schwartz Center it is.
Great.
Okay. My gosh, we're going to have enough time for an awesome open forum.
Or we can leave.
Yeah, or I suppose we could leave. It's very rare that we have, you know, an extra 20 minutes, especially considering the guests that we have lined up coming up.
I just came from the meeting, from the Cornell Dining meeting that I had since from 8 this morning. Oh, wow. I have to go back again.
What are you talking about at the meeting?
Mostly we have to have like two guest speakers, I think guest speakers, and then the director of the Cornell Dining book and training.
The one meeting we talked about at retreat, I guess, is that we were hoping sometime to visit over where you work and talk to some folks, talk to some of your colleagues over there, so maybe sometime in late semester, early next semester.
Wait, we schedule an EA meeting over there?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
There's an upstairs. Isn't there an upstairs?
Yes. And be able to talk to some of the folks that Temple works with.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure whether I can draw steps, you know, but I can definitely try.
Yeah. We could also...
And I think it's even nice to get into different spaces in different buildings. And, you know, like you just said, you've never been to the Schwartz Center. I've been to Trillium, but there's probably people who haven't ever been to Trillium, so it'll be nice to be able to come and see where other people work and better
talk to people. Yeah, definitely.
So I'll open it up to the floor to open forum if anyone has anything that's on their mind, EA business related, or we'll do business first, or anything personal next, or trustee related.
I'm waiting for Linda Carl Howell here to say this. October, the employee day.
Oh.
Employee Saturday halftime show.
Okay. I can talk about it, but it has to, of course, stay in this room.
Oh. Do you want us to pause the recorder?
Well, we can just...
Just that we need to be aware that there's going to be a big celebration and not necessarily say what it's about.
Yeah. Lynette had given me the go-ahead to say what it was about to groups, as long as the groups understood that it had to be kept quiet and not you know.
Well, I'm dying to know. We're going to just pause the recorder here. Do I just hit stop?
Yes.
Okay, we're back. Just a little employee surprise coming that you'll see, everyone will hear about when an official press release comes out and or employee day on October 10th, Saturday.
But there's a group that has been convened to pull together this event, and it would be great. We're meeting tomorrow for the first time. It would be great to have some EA involvement, and once we think about it and what we need to do, we will be back with more information or requests.
Yeah. I was going to wait for the meeting tomorrow because to see what other kinds of things we had. But the whole idea is that we want to involve the community and even beyond the Cornell community. We'd like to try to, what I think we're looking at, like some local bands and participating, our color guards and stuff like that. So we just really want to make it a nice, fun, colorful halftime show.
Community relations.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know who's on the committee.
It's starting out very small. Whomever we've been able to get for a meeting tomorrow at
12 o'clock
in the 163. I just put it out.
I can't make that. If you guys ever want to put me in proper time for that, I can make that job. I could hook up with a lot of resources in town.
That would be great. In fact, the next meeting, we'll probably have another meeting. We'll put you on.
Yeah, tomorrow. Okay, great. This week.
So we'll hear further updates from either of you of how this progresses.
And then I can represent the demographic.
You and Alan Mitchell.
Is there anything else you'd like to sign Alan up for since he's not present?
For those of you who don't know, what I have to do.
Oh yeah, well that would be great.
I think that's part of it.
Where were you in the 90s?
I don't know.
Is there any other open business?
I'm trying to make sure. I don't know if I'm going to shoot myself in the foot, but I'm feeling a lot for the rest of the
shot. You mean like a really hard shoe?
Well, that it's been not easy to use, that it's also very hard talking a little bit about the fact that it's pretty much away from using local lenders.
What would be an example of a vendor that sells paint that's in eShop now?
They have awesome vendors in there, like sells a lot of tools that you normally go down to Ivy Booth and Ithaca to buy.
Oh, I see.
How do we get them added to eShop?
Well, that's what we're looking at now, and our department is going to start, we're asking our people to kind of track what they would normally buy here versus locally versus what they're now having to eShop, the price difference, that sort of thing. The thing that we're worried about is a little mom and pop is not necessarily going to be able to necessarily compete price-wise with, Race Auto, not Auto, Office Supply, but they couldn't compete with, say, Staples in terms of pricing. Right. So I think
they're paying taxes on the community.
Right, and they're supporting the community. They employ people here, so I think it's going to become a huge thing, and I'm just... I know that we're grumbling about a lot of issues here.
It's a conflict on sustainability too, because if you buy local, it's a lot less carbon impact than if you're having things brought in from all over the place. So I think that's a really good point that we need to put out there. Is first of all sustainability of our community, and I think you mentioned it as we start to cut back on all these things. What are we doing to the community if we're not using community services? If we're not buying from the community? As well as the sustainability part, so there's a little bit of a conflict going on there in terms of our values, and I think it needs to be looked at.
I think this is a great topic for the EA to to get under or behind or with, because I think they're evolving and they're kind of figuring this out from all the feedback we're giving them. Mm-hmm. But you know, even an idea like having they have all the little categories of things. If they had a category that said local vendors, then people can go there first.
Yeah.
If they want. I mean, it's always an option where you go to get stuff.
Who would the executive in charge of finance be? Or
The person dealing with eShop is Dennis Butts. It's kind of his baby. And then there's Mike Winters, who's in purchasing, who we're dealing with. If we have vendors we want to see added to eShop, we're going to be talking to him. And I think Tom Romantic.
Yeah, Tom Romantic oversees the whole thing.
But if you ask, I agree, if you ask anybody who's ever used eShop, they will grumble.
Yep.
And they grumble to themselves. They don't know who to grumble to.
Do we want to perhaps invite Tom Romantic and staff to come to an employee assembly meeting and give us a short demo or explanation of eShop and kind of some of the question Q&A?
I think that would be really great. And I think when Bain was at our retreat, they had loosely brought up the that they don't like eShop. But that's a way for the university to save money. We were looking at when the university used to solely reside on purchase orders, it used to cost $150 in manpower for purchase orders. We went to P-Card, that dropped to like $30 a touch. And they're hoping that eShop is going to make that less, which I think is great for Cornell, but it's bad for kind of all the other
It's going to be bad for Cornell over time anyway, because if you erode the local economy, that's not going to be good for the university either.
Well, Tanya, let's you and I touch base and see if we can get somebody scheduled for a future meeting.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Dennis, so I can ask him if you would be open.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, and I know I don't know that much, but is having him come to a meeting the most effective way for us to figure out what's going on, or would it be easier to kind of have a one-on-one meeting offline with an EA person and then have them bring back possible resolutions or things like that? Because the people who use eShop have already had a demo that he might do here, and the people who don't need a demo.
Yeah, I take that back. Maybe not so much a demo, but maybe some of the executive points of we expect Cornell to save money, this and this, and that. Explain some of the executive things that I've heard little buzzwords on of like, this is going to allow us to have, you know, big contracts. In order to get the big contracts, we have to agree to buy from them. And explain some of those things of the behind-the-scenes reason why eShop is there, and then to possibly address some of those concerns. I mean, I agree with you too. Maybe we could do both.
Well,
you know?
if that's the case, this is an opportunity to get people interested in the EA to come to a meeting or to broadcast it in another way or record it. And
we may need Bailey Hall.
Yeah,
if you say that. There's going to be an open forum. Or
I would just say from our department alone, I probably had at least 10 or so people a day in my office complaining about eShop for the past week, and people came back in the last week.
I didn't know there were 10 people that worked out
there. So there's a lot. And just, you know, it's not everybody knows what's going on, and you call your business service center, and they can't give you answers. They gave us a huge miscommunication just last week, which we put out and was completely wrong.
Mm.
So now we have to go back to the faculty and tell them that what we were told by the service center is that the vendor you usually use has a product and the product is also an eShop, but your regular vendor is cheaper, you can buy from your regular vendor. That's not correct. You have to buy it through eShop, you have to pay more money for it, or you can call the vendor and try and negotiate the cheaper price with them. Now, what faculty member is going to want to get on the phone when they're, you know, if they're running a lab or something, they don't have the time to sit there and call an 800 number and say, well, who's dealing with your Cornell contract? Because, you know, I could get this for $2 cheaper here.
I like Beth's idea for starters, is just maybe get like three people, three EA members who are really sort of engaged in this to go visit, and then similar to what Tanya and I did, maybe put together some stuff out of that, and then if we say, geez, we really need to have a big meeting and invite folks, but do the research on the front end and just be able to have that kind of give and take conversation.
Yeah.
I'd be interested, Tanya. Would you want to be in part of that?
Sure.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we'll pursue meeting you. We'll let you help set up the contacts.
Actually, I would, because I'm very interested from the community and sustainability aspect of it.
Okay.
I really would like to hear what.
And I've got a big component of the computer buying portion of it, which is, you know, and Tanya, obviously in theater, they're always buying specialized things, and, you know.
And you can't buy hand cups at eShop.
Okay.
Well,
Tanya, why don't you see what you can coordinate between the four of us then, and we'll see if it's appropriate to bring to a meeting, even in just in summary or something like that.
And I think that this is a good way for EA to kind of take a lead on something that's a big issue across the university for staff. So it's good for them to kind of get in there and maybe be, you know, a mechanism for them to get the word out.
Okay. They're done.
Anything else? I will entertain a motion to adjourn 4 minutes early. Anyone? Or Gemma, did you have anything?
I'm all set, thanks.
Okay. Okay. We are adjourned 1:26. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.